Attempts to revive old reading habits can be seen in many places. Groups in Seattle, Brooklyn, Boston, and Minneapolis have hosted so-called silent reading parties with comfortable chairs, wine, and classical music. Diana LeCount of Orange County, California, set up what she called a virtual slow reading group a few years ago, with members discussing the group's book selection online, mostly on Facebook. When I found I was spending more time reading Twitter than books, I knew it was time for action, she said. Now that we spend so much time in front of computer screens, our reading patterns have changed from the linear, left-to-right sequence of years past to a wild skimming and skipping pattern as we hunt for keywords and information. One 2006 study of the eye movements of 232 people looking at web pages found they read in an F pattern, scanning all the way across the top line of text but only halfway across the next few lines, eventually sliding their eyes down the left side of the page in a vertical movement toward the bottom. None of this is good for our ability to comprehend deeply, scientists say. And several studies have shown that reading text full of links leads to weaker comprehension than reading plain text. A 2007 study involving 100 people also found that watching multimedia presentations that mixed words, sounds, and moving pictures led to lower comprehension rates than reading plain text.